This is KMBA News. I'm Trip Krause. A star and a planet in the constellation Cassiopeia are about to be named. As KDLG's Izzy Ross reports, a Dillingham woman is a semi-finalist to name the celestial bodies after the rivers where she grew up in Bristol Bay.
In the constellation Cassiopeia, there's an unnamed star orbited by a colossal gas giant the size of Jupiter. At 255 light-years away, that's something astronomers call an exoplanet, a planet that's outside our solar system. Now, the International Astronomical Union is holding a competition to give the star and exoplanet a name. One of the 10 semifinalists is a member of the Chulyung tribe in Dillingham.
They chose Nishigak and Malchatna because I'm indigenous to this area and I love our way of life here. I grew up fishing, so it meant a lot to me.
That's Ivory Adahar, a 36-year-old dental assistant who grew up in Dillingham and commercial fishes for salmon each summer. She chose Nishigak for the star and Malchatna for the exoplanet. The Nishigak and Malchatna are salmon-rich rivers that run through the Bristol Bay watershed. Adahar says she sees parallels between the region's waterways and the movements of the exoplanet.
It described the exoplanet as having a wiggly, eccentric path around the star, which reminded me of the wild salmon that we have here that also wiggle and have an eccentric path out into the ocean and come back to these fresh waters.
Each country on Earth has been given a star and exoplanet to name. The United Nations designated 2019 as the International Year of Indigenous Languages. Both rivers are on traditional Yupik lands. In Yupik, the Nishigak's name is Ilgayak and the Malchatna is Barchanik. Derek Pitts is the chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute Science Museum in Philadelphia. He says names should hold cultural, geographic, or historical significance worthy of being assigned to a celestial object.
The International Astronomical Union is trying to identify, is trying to provide guidelines so that the names aren't frivolous in any way, aren't already in use, and really have some significant meaning.
Pitts says the distant, sun-like star isn't particularly remarkable, but he says a naming competition sparks people's interest in astronomy.
If there are so many other planets out there, it sort of multiplies the possibility that, you know, maybe there's some life elsewhere in the galaxy or elsewhere in the universe. You know, it's the whole idea of inviting people to want to be aware of this kind of astronomical research that's taking place that is really expanding our understanding of the universe to such a great degree, and in a sense, to such a personal degree.
The next phase of the contest will be decided by public poll. The top three finalists will advance to the Astronomer Union's committee, which is expected to announce the winner in December. In Dillingham, I'm Izzy Ross.
You can read that story and more at kmba.org/news. In Anchorage, I'm Trip Krause.